Every day across the U.S., kids go to school without a way to pay for lunch. And in some cases, that leads to something called lunch shaming. That's when schools single out students who can't pay, like making them do chores or wear a wristband. Now, new legislation in New Mexico has put an end to lunch shaming, and other states are looking to do the same. Megan Kamrick of member station KUNM reports.
It's lunchtime at Amy Beal High School, a public charter school in Albuquerque, where about half the students are on the federal free lunch program. Senior Ryan Flynn is one of them. He's hanging out near Carla Medrano's cash register, nibbling on fried steak fingers.
Carla took great care of me. I love Carla. Carla is probably one of the nicest lunch ladies I know.
At one point, Ryan was briefly switched out of the program, which provides low-cost or free meals for children based on federal poverty guidelines. And he says coming up with the $3.50 was difficult. So Medrano paid for him herself, or let him eat leftovers in the kitchen. She says she does this for a lot of students.
I will never leave a kid without a lunch tray.
Even before the state law passed, this school already had a policy that no student would be denied a meal. Now the law guarantees all students a meal that meets federal nutrition guidelines, and it prohibits practices like making kids with debts wear wristbands or hand stamps. Schools can't make them do chores or toss their meals in the trash, and administrators need to ensure all kids eligible for the federal school nutrition program are enrolled.
We're saying feed these children first and then let the grown-ups sort out the finances.
It was 9 years ago when Jennifer Ramo first learned about lunch shaming. She's with the anti-hunger group New Mexico Appleseed. She'd heard stories about kids getting trays of food, then workers would toss them when they realized the students' prepaid accounts were empty.
Sometimes they just get nothing. Sometimes they get what they call the cheese sandwich of shame. But we were hearing so much of it that it really made us realize it had to stop.
So Ramo worked with State Senator Michael Padilla to write the bill. Since the bill became law, Padilla says he's been a little busy.
But it has been like trying to take a sip from a fire hydrant.
Lawmakers from around the country, seeing what New Mexico did, have contacted Padilla to see how they can address the same issues in their states.
A lot of people are very disgusted by this practice, and they're calling their own state senators and state representatives and asking them to get on it immediately. And so, you know, I think you're going to see a groundswell of action in the states.
Texas and California are already working on similar laws. The California bill was introduced by Democratic State Senator Robert Hertzberg.
When I presented the bill, the two Republican senators on the committee joined as co-authors. How great is that? It just tells you this is not a partisan issue. It's a basic, fundamental human issue that everybody gets.
This push comes just as a federal rule takes effect July 1st, requiring school districts to develop official policies on unpaid meals. The School Nutrition Association found about 75% of districts had some unpaid student meal debt at the end of the last school year. What those debt policies will look like is entirely up to each school district. But Jennifer Ramo, with New Mexico Appleseed, is confident the policies will get a lot more scrutiny thanks to her state's new law.
I'm hoping communities really put pressure on their own districts to say, we want our children fed.
Lunch shaming affects the whole school environment, she says, and that makes it difficult for children to learn. For NPR News in Albuquerque, I'm Megan Kamrick.